Welcome to the Gettysburg DAR Podcast. I'm Edie, and I'd like to wish you a happy Constitution Week. This past Thursday at 4 p.m., from sea to shining sea, bells rang out throughout America in celebration of the U.S. Constitution. On September 17, 1787, at the then Pennsylvania State House, now better known as Independence Hall, the framing of the U.S. Constitution culminated at about 4 o'clock after 100 days of intense conversation and deliberation. At 4,400 words long, the U.S. Constitution is the oldest and the shortest major written governance document in the world. Just think, 233 years old this week, and this document, with a few amendments added here and there, is still essentially the same document that established the basis of our governing laws at the founding of our country. The Constitution was so important to the Daughters of the American Revolution that in 1955, the National Society petitioned the U.S. Congress to approve an official annual celebration of our Constitution. The following year, on August 2, 1956, President Eisenhower declared that every September 17th thereafter would mark the beginning of a week-long celebration of this unique and innate founding document. Let's enjoy the Constitution a bit deeper with some did you know facts. By the way, please take note of anything that you hear that surprises you or interests you, and maybe commit two of these to memory for me. And more on that later. Okay, did you know? The U.S. Constitution was prepared in secret behind locked doors that were guarded by sentries. The Constitution was written in the Pennsylvania State House where the Declaration of Independence was signed and where George Washington received his commission as commander of the army. This now is called Independence Hall. Written in 1787, the Constitution was signed on September 17th, but it wasn't until 1788 that it was ratified by the necessary 9 states. Some framers' delegates in the state ratifying conventions were very troubled that the original Constitution lacked a description of individual rights. In 1791, a list of rights were added. The first 10 amendments became known as the Bill of Rights. Of the 55 delegates attending the Constitutional Convention, 39 signed and 3 delegates dissented. 2 of America's founding fathers didn't sign: Thomas Jefferson, ambassador to France, and John Adams, the ambassador to Great Britain. I like this one. The U.S. Constitution is the oldest and shortest of all written constitutions. Benjamin Franklin, 81, was the oldest delegate, and Jonathan Dayton, 26, was the youngest. Did you know the original Constitution is on display at the National Archives in Washington, D.C.? When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, it was moved to Fort Knox for safekeeping. Did you know that more than 11,000 amendments have been introduced in Congress? 33 have gone to the states to be ratified, and 27 have received the necessary approval from the states to actually become amendments to the Constitution. Did you know that only one constitutional amendment has ever been enacted to repeal another? On December 5, 1933, the 21st Amendment was ratified, as announced in this proclamation from President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The 21st Amendment repealed the 18th Amendment of January 16, 1919, ending the increasingly unpopular nationwide prohibition of alcohol. Do you have a favorite amendment? The one that comes to mind for me this year is the 19th Amendment, which guaranteed the women's right to vote. Ratified on August 18, 1920, this year marks a century of our participation in the ballot. The Constitution was written before political parties were a player in American politics. When John Adams was chosen for president in the 1796 election, the second place candidate, Thomas Jefferson, became vice president. But Adams was a Federalist and Jefferson was a Democratic Republican. The result was the 12th Amendment, approved in Congress on December 9, 1803, and ratified on June 15, 1804. With the 12th, electors were directed to vote for a president and for a vice president rather than for 2 choices for president. During the convention, George Washington sat in a chair that had a representation of half a sun on the top, which Benjamin Franklin regularly gazed at during troublesome moments of the proceedings. Asked why, he said he was unable to decide if the sun was rising or setting. Only when the Constitution was signed did Franklin decide the sun was rising. This famous opening line to the Miranda warning, the right to remain silent, is not found in the Constitution, nor is the requirement that a person be read his rights or her right. These words are rather an extension of the Fifth Amendment and the right against self-incrimination. Did you know, often cases that make it to the Supreme Court are disputes about whether a law goes against the Constitution. Once the Supreme Court has ruled the law unconstitutional, that law is dissolved and the case is closed. Only the court itself can reverse that decision. This power of deciding what is constitutional is called judicial review. When the U.S. Constitution was signed, the United States population was 4 million, and Philadelphia was the largest city with 40,000 residents. Today, the U.S. population is over 328 million, with Philadelphia dropping to the number 5 in the nation with 1.55 million. Since 1952, the Constitution has been on display in the National Archives Building in Washington, D.C. Currently, all four pages are displayed behind protective glass framed by titanium. To preserve the parchment's quality, the cases contain argon gas and are kept at 67 degrees Fahrenheit with a relative humidity of 40%. Did you know? The U.S. Constitution has 4,440 words. It is the oldest and shortest written constitution of any major government in the world today. The most glaring spelling error is Pennsylvania. It's spelled with only one N in pen, and the Constitution was penned by Jacob Shallus, a Pennsylvania General Assembly clerk, for $30. It's interesting because Pennsylvania's Constitution played a big part in our own Constitution for the nation. The Pennsylvania State House, where the Constitutional Convention took place, was where George Washington was appointed the commander of the Continental Army in 1775, and where the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. It is also where the Articles of Confederation were adopted as our first Constitution in 1781. Today, the Pennsylvania State House is known as Independence Hall in Philadelphia. The writers of the Constitution were known as framers of the Constitution. It took 100 days to frame the Constitution. George Washington and James Madison were the only presidents to sign the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson was in France during the convention, where he was serving as the U.S. minister. John Adams was serving as the United States minister to Great Britain. Neither Adams nor Jefferson attended. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, was one of the first to arrive in Philadelphia for the Constitutional Convention. He arrived in early May bearing a blueprint for the Constitution. Did you know the word democracy does not appear in our Constitution? Did you know that John Adams referred to the Constitution as the greatest single effort of national deliberation the world has ever seen? And George Washington wrote to the Marquis de Lafayette that the Constitution appears to me then a little short of a miracle. Thank you so much for listening to all these interesting facts about our Constitution as we celebrate a whole week of focus on it. And I know that maybe you took interest in two of these facts at least and committed them to memory. I just ask that you share those with someone this week as a way to commemorate our founding documents and to celebrate the fact that it keeps us all together. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you like what you heard, please check the descriptions below. Listen to more and see our website and our blogs and our YouTube channel videos. Thank you so much for joining me. Hope to see you again soon. Bye-bye.